Come on, make that hand clap louder. Make that hand clap louder for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't hear your hallelujah this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let me greet two or three people and say, welcome to this Friendship Sunday, my friend. Welcome, my friend. Welcome, my friend. Amen. I welcome you to this Friendship Sunday. Is anybody who is here for the first time? Any special friend in the house today? Your first time in this service today? First time? Wow. So you are all church members, eh? Wow, God has blessed us, isn't he? Amen. I like that. I don't like the fact that you don't have a guest, but I like the fact that you are a church member. Amen. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Your God is a good God. Come and say, your God is a good God. Amen. You are seeing his manifestation, so please don't worry. This year is a good year, and you've started right, and you will end right. You are going to experience God like you have never experienced before this year, because this is his year. He's the one doing the work for us this year. It's the year of his breakthrough. Amen. And I want to just caution you a bit here. If you see things happening in your life that look like you don't understand, please enjoy the ride, because the end has been written. Oh, let me say that one more time. I say, if you see something happening in your life that you don't understand, I say, enjoy the ride, because the end has been predetermined. That you will end this year on high note. You will end this year in favor. You will end this year in prosperity. You will end this year with laughter. You will end this year greater than you started. Amen. But what happens, the difference between the beginning and the end is what God is taking care of. So God will take care of you. Many of us, we judge our end by our feelings. We judge our end by the process. The process is not the end. The process is not the destination. The journey is not the destination. So we've started out right. We are on a journey throughout the year. Things will happen that you don't understand. Things will happen that you understand. But either way, the conclusion of the matter is concluded. It's only in a bad movie that the actor dies early. You know. I told you I went to see some of my favorite actors the other day. First 5 minutes, the man died. The popcorn lost taste. I said, what am I doing here? The man has died. In fact, first 3 minutes, the man came up, bam, 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 they shot him and he died. I said, Bola, the man is dead. Let's go home. How we stop that in anger out of the cinema? I brushed past the lady at the I said my friend is dead. I said, they killed my actor. My actor is dead. What kind of a silly movie is that? You should go and rewrite the script. That is not how it's supposed to be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's scripted. Your destiny. Oh, I'm preaching to myself today. Your destiny this year is scripted. And the things happening around you, and please, that's why you must fast along with us. Don't let the devil bribe you with food. He's a master of mortgaging destinies by food. He uses food to mortgage destiny. Ask Saul, Esau. Don't allow the devil sell you with food. Don't allow the devil buy you with food. You must fast. If it will kill you, die. We will come and resurrect you. If it is fast that killed you, not that thing. But we've never heard this anywhere, that this man fasted and then died. He fasted waiting on the Lord and then he died. Have you ever heard it in your life before? So don't allow the devil mortgage your destiny with a muscle of bugger. Please. This is what your local church is doing now. You must be a part of it. And being a part of it means that you must fast and connect with the spiritual tools we are deploying your way. Your life is more spiritual than you think. And so many of you are looking and saying, oh yes, I've heard that several times. No. No, that's a very bad attitude. If you have that, I've heard that several times. This year will be like the year you've heard several times. It's a beat unto you according to your faith. That's why I put on progress. Because you think you've seen it all. You've heard it all. There's nothing new God can add to you. So they never progress. They always, so the devil then confronts them with what that happens. Then it happens is that he puts a religious spirit on their shoulder. Some people are carrying religious spirit. A man or a woman with a religious spirit never progresses. You can sit on the Christian chair. You never experience Christianity. This year, we are determined. So, you are already seeing the move of God in your local church. So, what's your problem? This church 2 years ago, I'm saying your church so you understand what it says. The Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. The Lord is in this place. I did not know it, yet I commonized it. I thought it's the same place I go to every day. Two years ago, folks, we bought this building by faith, went in by faith, because God said so. When they asked me, have you got planning permission? We didn't say anything. This church is just obeying. They said, building your word by his word is it's not a common thing. Check your country's church history. Building your word by his word is not a common thing. It's not a common mission statement. So when the day came, of judgment came, they came and they shut down every single church around us here. But the church was still standing. 2 years later, we went again, gave us this thing to use, so gave you another 3 years. So it means the Lord is in this place, but I want you to see it. So we are fasting, is 21 days. What day is this today? What day of the fast is today? Today is day 7. God will perfect it for you in Jesus' mighty name. But you must fast. You must abstain from food, and you must break that fast 3 or 6. Not 4. That's your instruction. Not 305. Not 255. Follow instruction. Discipline your spirit. To discipline yourself to follow a spiritual order. There are so many people, disciples of God, they don't know how to follow a spiritual order. They don't know. When you tell them, cook this meal for 90 minutes, cook for 89 minutes. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then you say, so fast. You won't abuse your neighbor. You won't fight. You won't quarrel. Should you look morose. You know? What's going on? We are fasting in church. No. That's your fast. That's not the fast of this church. The fast we are saying is a soul fast. Food fast. You still look nice. You still look smiling. You still be happy. You still give to the poor. You help people. You are still bright and happy and smiley. You are not a Pharisee. You are not a Sadducee. You are just, everybody knows that you are fasting, but you and God, you are engaged. And then we are constantly deploying spiritual weapons towards you, the tools towards you that you can then use. When I send you a text, open it, read it. Stop everything you are doing. And then read it and then pray the prayer we pray along with you. Get your image. You must be actively engaged in this spiritual exercise. If not, I have said my own. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So church, I want to share with you just a few things this morning that will help you along with this fast. Amen? I am going to share with you how to make a fresh start. And you have started well. Please. Because the Bible says that if the foundation be faulty, it says, what can the righteous do? So, this January is a foundational month for you. Everything must be hunky-dory. Everything must be sharp. Everything must be on point. You must be in tune with God, because when we get the spiritual, when there's an imbalance in the foundation, you cannot build anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that good thing about about this ministry is that this is the first month the first year of the next 10 years of this ministry. That means that this church has been, this is the beginning of the next decade. So for some of you, or if you are like me, I'm not just planning this year. I'm not just fasting this year for 2014. I'm fasting this year for 2024. Am I correct? Yes. Maths is... nailed the maths in school. 2024, a decade. This was how it was in 2002. Everything God said was going to happen in 2002, I have seen it with my eyes. It came to pass. 10 years. Look at you. You are here. He said you were going to come. He said you are going to come. He said many of you will come from afar. He told me. And you are here. No advert. Have you seen me on TV before? How many of you saw me on TV preaching on TV? How many of you saw me on the front cover of a magazine before you came here? He said, I will bring them. I will feed them. I will develop them. I know where you are going to. He told me what he was going to do with your life. He told me. He said he will handpick you. He will teach you himself. He will raise you. And he said he was going to use your hand to break new grounds. He said it. 2002, May 19th. 10 years on, you are here. And you thought you were just looking for a church. That's what you think. Because you're always thinking naturally. He's been pushing you towards your destiny. Oh, God. So I'm asking you, I'm getting you involved in this exercise. Sit tight. God is going to use you mightily. God is going to bless you. He's going to increase you. He's going to appoint you himself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so it's very, very important that you will lay the right foundation for yourself. And we start laying that foundation spiritually. As a church and in your leadership, we are laying down the foundation now for the next 10 years. So don't joke with this month. It's a month of fresh start. Forget what happened before. This, you are starting new now. Forget the past. It's not you today. Every day he loads you. Every day he reloads you. Every day is download. Yesterday's download is gone. You're on a new download now. Praise the Lord. Oh, I said praise the Lord. So I need you to be very determined in your heart to see progress. I don't know whether what you have in your goals, what you have planned for yourself. I need you to be very determined that God Almighty, you will ride on the wings of God's prophecy for you this year in Jesus' mighty name. How do you make a fresh start? And I will fresh start as in S-T-A-R-T. First of all, turn with me to Isaiah 43. I'm the only one in church today. I'm the only one excited today. I'm the only one. Amen. So we'll make it fresh start. Tell your neighbor fresh start. Aha. How do we spell start again? Aha. S. Yes. Somebody say S. And say, S. What? Aha. A. R. T. So the S for me, S is what? Stop making excuses. Fresh start. Tell yourself, I am going to stop making excuses. This is me talking to myself. Fresh start. I'm going to stop making excuses. I have to stop blaming people for what happened and what did not happen. I have to stop blaming the devil for what happened and what almost happened. Fresh start. Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. Fresh start. Stop being a victim. I am not a victim. I only went through a nasty experience. I am not a victim. I only went through a what? A nasty experience. So there is turbulence. What does that then mean? Nothing. Amen. So the only person that can ruin your life is you. I'm telling you. The only person that can deal with your life and ruin your life, it's you. We read the scriptures. They said, let's deal with these people. They said, we can't deal with them. They said, well, how best can we deal with them? In Numbers, he said, we should get them to speak against themselves and to speak against their God. It's you. The only person that can ruin your life is you. So you have a choice to make this month and determine how you are going to respond to the issues of your life. Fresh start. No excuses. There's no excuses. If you give excuses for where you are and where you are going to, You are transferring authority to someone else. You are transferring control to someone else. My destiny is in the hand of is in my hand and the hand of my maker. My destiny is not in the hand of any system. My destiny is not in the hand of any government. My destiny is not in the hand of my neighbor. My destiny is not in the hand of my boss. No. No excuses. Come on, say I'm in charge. No, say it properly. You are in charge. You are in charge of your marriage. You are in charge. You are in charge of your life. Nobody's in charge of it. You are in charge of your relationships. You are in charge of your children. You are in charge of your business. You are in charge of anything. You are in charge. You are in charge of your life. You are the one who determines how that vehicle called life is going to end. You are the one who determines the direction of that vehicle called life. You are in charge. No more excuses. This is what I tell myself. I tell myself, listen, my friend. Instead of what you have seen for the past 10 years, right? There are certain feet, there are certain places you should have been that you didn't make. There are certain marks you should have been, you didn't mark. No excuses anymore. No more excuses. Next 10 years, I'm determined to make a positive change. Bigger and better than this one. No excuses. What's yours? What areas did you make excuses before last year? In what areas did you make excuses? Sit down now in this fast and say, Lord, deliver me from excuses. People who make excuses barely make anything else. I read that in a book. That people who make excuses never. Once you subscribe to the art of making excuses, you can only perfect it. No more excuses. No more excuses. You must fly and fly this year. Not just you. Your household must fly and fly this year. Not just your household. Anybody in your circle of influence must fly and fly this year. We will take no for an answer. We will not take no for an answer. No. No. Average is not good enough. You are going for it. You will go for it in your life. So choose the mark now. Get set and start running. No excuses. No excuses. In certain spheres of life, the same place where people went through, they succeeded, they climbed up the mountain, you get there, it's your turn, you are speaking and speaking grammar. What is grammar? What are you talking? What is there? You are not the first person. People have been there, they are climbing up, the things are moving on, things are flying, and then you are telling stories. Why are you telling stories? Why are you telling stories? Why? Why must you be the one to tell stories? And those who climbed that mountain, do they have two heads? Is there any one of them who is on a platform somewhere today who was not born of a woman? So what's the problem? Tell me. So we settle it in prayers. Hey, you settle it in prayers. And say, Lord Jesus, no excuses, no excuses, no excuses, no excuses. I will not be the man to tell that story. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number two. What is that? T. Sit down and take an inventory of your life. January is our foundational month. There are some things you must do. Take an inventory. No born again, spirit filled Gateway Chapel member. He showed me the profile. All of you are sound. Dynamic people. God said he was going to give me the best. Yeah? You are the best. I wasn't going to settle for, you know, there are some places the members beat the pastor. It's true. You know, remember the members, they harass the pastor so much. Anytime the pastor is coming in, you don't know. You see, there are some places you can't preach like this. The man will be afraid. If I go and preach like this now, that man, he won't pay tithe anymore. Every time, there's always a big fight between the pastor and the sheep. Every Sunday is warfare. You know? So you can harass me Monday to Friday, but on Sunday, I will catch you. So from the pulpit, is abuse and curse. Then when it comes to offering time, you just bring out the pistol. If you don't sow today, they will send it. In fact, he will send the devil after you. But God said, the people I will give to you, so I will send them. So I will handpick them. Look, just that's why I said you should be looking at yourself. So I will handpick them. I will select those I have an assignment for. So don't worry. So they will come. So they will come and help you. So I will send you help. Said, you have labored, you have labored, you have sown. Say, your harvest. Say, I will send you help. I will send you. Say, they will come from the four corners of the earth. Say, they will come. They will come to this mission field. Say, I will feed them. They will be the best of the best. The best of the breed, he says. So you are the best. You are the only one who doesn't know it. You know? I read in Ayolusoya's recent book. How many of you have seen the book? Yeah. How many of you have not seen the book? You should go and get a copy of the book. Yeah, I read in the book he wrote what Muhammad Ali said. They interviewed Muhammad Ali about golf. He said, I'm the best in golf. He said, but I've not played yet. When I read that statement, I said, that just looks like Gateway Chapel members. The best, but they've not played yet. But you are playing this year. No, not golf, not golf. I'm the one playing golf. No, not golf. In the field and the things that God has, you are the best in what God has laid in your heart to do, but you have not played yet. I said you are the best in what God has laid in your heart to do, but you have not what? Played yet, but you are playing this year. He will create a field for you this year. And then you will show up this year. You will just play a little bit. Play a little bit. Just show up. The little you will do, all of a sudden, you will be celebrated on it. It's not because you are smart. It's because it's your time. Amen. But you must do what? You must. That's why, as an intelligent, brilliant, I don't know what it is. Well endowed with asset, God ordained, God anointed individual. If that is who you are, if you remember, that's why every time people join each other, just ask them, is it my ask Bosu and both of them? I see some people on the street, I see them, I say, look at my church member. Seriously, I say, that one is my church member. I say, but that's what do you know? I say, can't you see the person? I say, but I've seen the person, that's the profile, I've seen that. That's why it's my church member. Look. And the truth of the matter is that if a stranger, but if that person has an opportunity of meeting me and encountering me for 5 minutes, we'll be here. But there's nobody to introduce us. You understand? So, as brilliant people, you must take inventory. Take inventory. Take stock. Take stock. Take stock. Take stock. The Bible says that He daily loads us with what? Benefits. Do you know what it is? Take stock. January is stock taking. I'm a qualified accountant. Every end of the year, you do what? They do what? Stock taking. Stock taking has a way of impacting on profit. Those of you who are accountants, you know. The higher the stock, right? The lower the profit. Closing stock has a strong impact on profit. Closing stock. In accounting, if your closing stock is high, your profit will be low. So you must take stock. But in Christianity, it's the opposite. The higher the stock, the higher the profit. Take stock. What assets do you have? Sit down. He said, how many of you want to build a strong tower and not first sit down? There is a sitting down time. There's a sit-down time. And fasting is a sit-down time. Fasting is a sit-down time. When we say, on your marks, get set, some people are already running, but they are running with empty heads. Remember the 10 virgin? We are waiting. There's no oil. There's no oil in the tank. We are waiting. By the time the bridegroom came, the Bible says they all trimmed their lamp. That was when they realized that they have an empty tank. You know why? There was no sit-down time. There was no sit-down time. How come it is the day of your manifestation that you realize that you don't have certain things? How come it's the day you show up? How does anybody understand me this morning? There is time for preparation. 21 days fast is preparation. You sit down and take the stock. Take the stock. Take stock. I take stock. Evaluate your experiences. Stock taking. Galatians 3:14 says, have you experienced so much in vain? If it really was in vain. Another translation says that you have experienced many things. Were all those experiences wasted? I hope not. Living Bible says, you have suffered so much for the gospel. Now, are you going to throw it all overboard? All overboard? So I can hardly believe that. Learn from your mistakes. Take stock. Take stock. Take stock. Take stock. What do you have? What are your assets? Take stock. Assets includes your relationships. Who do you have? What do you know? What are you gifted with? Sit down. I'm not saying think about them. Stock taking. Stock, let me tell you, stock taking is one of the most tedious things for any accountant. You know why? Because we have 60 cans of milk. Let's go and see it. He said, where is it? He said, if it's from where I come from, where they don't organize their stores. He says, where I come from, I'm in Dallas, we don't organize our stores, you know. He said, so where is it? There's no filing system. So where is it? He said, it's there. Where there? Somewhere, I think it's behind that. They go and bring them. So the minute the auditor turns his back, start abusing the man. Abuse the man, I tell you. So they think it's stressful. Because they don't understand the impact of stock taking on profit. How many auditors we have in the house here? No auditors. We need more auditors in this house. So you are an auditor? Yeah, hi. You should know now you are FCCA. So is that what they do? He said, oh, your record shows that you have 20 cartons of, what is this? Let me go and ask Oga. don't do your life like that. I can't. Okay, let's leave that. Let's leave that. You said you have it is one. Well, it's 150. So you have 150 cases of what product is this? Can't you read it? I told you that we have 150. It's 150. Take stock. Take stock. If you are writing your assets, if I were you, I would take a pen and paper. I won't do iPad thing. If your handwriting is illegible, your destiny is illegible. You know an intelligent mind by the way they write. No offense, Dr. Florence. No, doctors. That's why they're always prescribing wrong medication. They can't write. Have you ever seen a doctor with a good handwriting?
No.
Yes. That one is a pharmacist. Who? That's cheating. This is my brother-in-law. So your brother-in-law is the, okay. This is your brother-in-law. He's the only one I know. Yeah. But truth be told, but sit down and take time out to. What I'm saying is this. Don't scribble your assets. Don't scribble it. Sit down and write it. Assets number one. I have lovely children. Write it with your own hand. Write it. I have lovely. Don't let Microsoft write it for you. You know that's engagement, eh? I have. Do you know why? Because you are writing it. You are thinking about it. Your emotion is in it. Your mind is seated. So is the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm saying. Take a pen and paper. Sit down. Sit down. Take stock. My husband is very considerate. Asset number two. Huh? My husband is a considerate. When you are typing it, it's like eating with gloves. What I eat? You can't eat what I eat with gloves. What I eat, in Sri Lanka, they eat rice with their fingers. The texture of the grains in your fingers is part of the culinary process. You know, how many of you know what I'm talking about? You feel it. Alright? Just feeling the grains of that food in your hand, your stomach is already satisfied. How many of you understand? It's not the same thing as wearing a glove. Is it the same thing? It's not. How will you feel if I shake you and I'm wearing a glove? Yeah, you feel offended. You feel offended. So there's a place of contact. That's what I'm trying to teach you. Connect with the assets that God has given to you. Sit down. Sit down. That's the mistake. You see, the sitting down process is not just, sit down. Oh, I'm going to sit down now. I'm thinking. No. It's an engagement process. You sit down and take a pen and measure your assets. Sit down and think about your wife. My wife is very hardworking. That is my asset. Thank God I have a job. Not a type of job. God has blessed me. I'm going to work on Monday, so there's income coming in. That's an asset. You are not. Oh, I have a roof over my head. That's an asset. Because if you are on the street, right, selling big issue, you won't. There are some things you will never achieve because of where you are. So, take stock of your assets. Category two, skills. I can sing. Write it with you. I can bake. I can, what do you call that thing? Those of you who weave hair. In my home is a huge budget. What do you call that? Is it braid? Yeah. I can braid. I don't know if you can braid. I can braid. You were not born with it. It was an asset added to you. They did not confer you with braidery. When you came out of the hospital, it was an asset. I can, what else can you do? Aha! I can sew. Take stock. Take stock. I'm a very consistent person. Take stock. I do not quit easily. Take stock. That's my asset. When my thief is on it, you need to go and bring God. Because I'm not letting go. That's why people don't make progress. They don't even know what they have. So because they don't know what they have, they don't know what to ask for. because they don't know what they have, they don't know what to ask for. So they don't know what partnership to solicit for. Neither do they know what help to pray for, to request for. So do you need any help? Say, yes. In what area? Everything. So their prayer life is about everything. Everything and anything doesn't get anything. So sit down. How many of you want to build a strong tower and will not first of all, Matthew, sit down and count the cost? And appraise what you have, what you don't have, and how much it will cost you to do what you want to do. Faith does not mean that we do not count the cost. Sit down. Sit down. It's your life we are talking about here. You sit down. And when you are doing this exercise, it's the tea of starting fresh. It's a very serious exercise, and you do it in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's not iPad PC time. Take a notepad, because there are some things you have that you don't even know you have, that the Holy Ghost will wake you in the middle of the fast, in the middle of the night, and say, darling, you have this. And grab your pen and paper and put back. Where's my bring? Okay, it's not here. So I have a yellow notebook. Yellow notebook and yellow pen. I have tablet. But yellow notebook and a pen by the bedside. Because it can. How many of you wake up sometimes? You just find yourself awake 2 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning. Why are you awake? Who woke you up? Sit down. This is what this 21 fast is about. How many of you have ever thought, oh, I never knew I had that. I never knew I have that. I never knew I knew that. Where did that come from? How many of you that don't have praise? Where did that come from? You say something, yeah. You say something, wow, where did that come from? Yeah. You are loaded, but you don't take stock. Neither do you what? Anyway. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Your education is an asset. Take stock. Take stock. God will use 4 kinds of experiences to bless you, to shape you. Please, you pay attention to these experiences. Many of us go through experiences we just go through. God will use your personal experiences. The family you grew up in, He will use it to shape you for the future. He will use your experience with your wife to shape you. He will use your experience with your husband to shape you. Some of you, He will use the experience with your children to shape you, to mold you. God will use personal experiences to shape you. 2, God will use your vocational and educational experiences to shape you. The people you meet along the way, the books you read, what you watch, what you see, where you go to, He will use them to shape you. I wasn't like this in 1997 when I came to the United Kingdom. I wasn't like this. God will use the journeys of life to shape you. That's the second thing. 3, God will use spiritual experiences to shape you. Like coming to church. The people you meet in church. Oh, I have been so blessed by the people I met in church. My goodness. The associations I met in church. I connected myself to in church. The brothers and the sisters I met. You know, when people come into a church, you know, they come in as individuals. They still remain individuals after many years. But they fail to understand that the church of the living God is the body of Christ. That is where what God has put in place to nurture and develop you. Many of you will foster relationships in this place, right, that will give you 6-figure income. You understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you are still believing, you are still looking for God. The church of God is powerful. That's one of my hidden secrets. The people of God. That's why I always say jokingly, have you seen God before? But He's sitting next to you. Have you seen God before? You said you were going to meet with God this morning, right? But you are meeting with Him right now. How many of you go home sometimes and say, wow, you know, the service today, the house of God today was so powerful. Oh, I feel so blessed. How many of you say that? Exactly. It means you've met with God. But did you see him? Exactly. But he's sitting next to you right now. He's in the presence sitting next to you right now. So you are a God to someone, and someone is a God to you. He said, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. He says the kingdom of God is within you. So you are in church, right? So we are experiencing God right now as we experience ourselves. Amen. That's why you shouldn't joke with people around you. That's why you should look beyond people's differences. Because that is God. That's their different nature reflects the many-sided, complicated nature of God. So embrace it. I said that their different nature reflects the many-sided, complicated nature of God. Embrace it. That's God manifesting to you. You look beyond the faces. You look beyond the colors. You look beyond the differences. Because all those things are different assets to you. You already have your experience. Will it not be nice if I share my experience with you? You don't need to go through my own experience. I can share it with you free of charge. And then you now have two experiences. Amen. So if you have 10 people, with 10 years experience each, That's 100-year combined experience. Amen. That's what they call joint heads. So when you are speaking, so when I go out and I speak, I'm just speaking my experience and my mind. I'm speaking the experience and the minds of my leaders. So I'm always sharp. I'm always sharp because I have my leaders feeding into me. Amen. Praise the Lord. They bring their experience and wow. And some people open their mouth at times and go, wow, this big thing, this small head, you know. And then you take it on board. And then you run with it. So you keep shining. So please, stay connected. So God uses your what? Spiritual experiences to shape you. Reading your Bible. He uses your reading your Bible. You must read your Bible. Begin this fast. You read your Bible. Read it like you are starving. And you should be starving. The first 2 days of the fast. Oh my God. How many of you experience headaches? Yeah. I told Pastor, I said, the devil is attacking me. I said, I'm having a headache. He said, go and drink water. I said, well, it's not water. He said, you are dehydrated. I said, I'm not dehydrated. Look, I'm not dehydrated. I said, but I had it. I said, the devil is trying to stop me from, until then Femi Taiwo called. Yeah. And he said, oh, he said, you have the same headache as well. And the devil came to visit me, the one I visited. I don't know if you had headaches. Headache. Uh-huh. You see, the one that visited me also visited you as well. So, did you? George, did you have a headache? How many of you didn't have a headache? Oh, you had a headache as well? You had dizziness. Tokumbo had dizziness. Now, that one goeth not out but with fasting and prayer. the common demons gave us headache. He had dizziness. So after this fast, you need to fast again. I'm telling you, he was, man. Oh, boom, boom, boom. But after his first 2 days, yeah. I've been six. I said three or six. Yeah. I know some of you, by the time it's 2:55, you're looking at it. The time is slow. I'm sure if I check some of your responses, and they are 10 minutes ahead. You are just a GMT. But you see, the way you have prepared for the year, that's how you are good. That's how your harvest will be mighty. Praise the Lord. So God uses your Bible reading time to shape you. Church, hear this very carefully. The human spirit, and I will stop here. The human spirit is a database. The most frequent common question people ask me is, how do I hear the voice of God? How do I hear the voice of God? See, the human spirit is a database. And if there's nothing in the database, there's nothing. When you query it, nothing comes out. So when you read the Bible, when I say read the Bible, not even study and meditation, just read the Bible. Acquaint yourself with the characters and the personalities and the story and the encounters of the Bible. You are storing up your database. So the day of a challenge or the day you need God, He will send an angel to you who will run a query on that database. So those of you who are in IT, say from accounting, I'm not talking IT, right? So you put in an input command, C/: enter. But for some people, when you run that against their spirit, the database will come up with a question mark. So there's nothing there. There's nothing stored up. So if there's nothing in the database of your spirit, you can never hear the voice of God. Nothing. You can never hear the voice of God. Someone came to me a few weeks ago. He said, "Oh, Pastor," he said, I think you need to do so, so, and so, and so. I said, "Wow. That sounds very noble. I said, "Okay." It looks very, sounds very noble. Yeah. Okay. I said, okay. All right. As he was about to leave my study, I just remembered a situation in the Bible that actually was similar to the kind of request he was making. I said, "No, I won't do it. I'm not doing it. He said, "What?" I said, "Because the Lord just brought that to my spirit right now." You see? I just remembered. That was really good. So the old angels of God quickly ran a query in my spirit. I said there was someone in scriptures who did something similar. Right? And he paid the big price. So I said, come. No. I said, "That thing is not scriptural. I'm not doing it. Count me out. It wasn't a sin. It was a noble thing. Intellectually, mentally, it was something noble. But the patterns in the Bible does not match up to what I was about to do. It wasn't sinful. I said it was a noble thing. So there are so many noble things that you are engaged in that does not align with the patterns of scriptures. That's where we get it wrong. That's my secret weapon. My database is loaded. It should be easier for you these days because you have iPad, you have iTunes, you have UPad, you have everything, smoke, bells, you have bells and whistles. So you can always sit down and input and keep inputting. You input for 90 days. In fact, forget that. Input every day, these 21 days. That's a starting point. One day, someone came to me and said, "Oh, Pastor Eddie, I need you to come and show me around Gateway Chapel." I said, "Why not?" He said, "In fact, I need you to show me the systems of your finance and your finance." I said, "Brother, man, anytime. He said, "I need you to show me." And he was like, I said, "Why, where?" I said, "Because we need to share. Yeah. He said, because I'm about to start this ministry, and so I want to see the way your entire ministry. He has not started yet. So he said, I need to start this. I want to show me how the workings of Gateway Chapel. I said, why not, brother? Please come. Please come. So when is the church starting? So the church is starting very soon. I just wanted to just make sure I have all the things ready. And I said, so I've been to your church website and I've been to your church Facebook. I said, so I just like certain things. So I want to show me how you are able to do that. I said, coaching. I will coach you. As I dropped the phone the next day, I was thinking about it. And the Holy Spirit told me that there was once a man. Let me remember that scripture. He said the king brought him and showed him all the treasures. I said, this is not coaching, though. I said, what am I going to do now? Lord, what am I going to do now? There was no answer from heaven. I called my friend, said, you know, I really love you. I said, but I don't think I will be able to do this, you know. Oh, really? Are you traveling? No. Oh, are you in a meeting? Not quite. Are your trustees coming? No. So why can't we do it? I just won't be able to do this. I hope you don't mind. I don't care whether you mind or you don't mind. Just, I hope you don't mind. But if I never read that scripture before, that's how I carry my neck. Zoom, 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 zoom. All of a sudden, you just find that things are going down. Not because he's the devil. It's because I'm a foolish man. Nothing wrong with it. Now, naturally speaking, is there anything wrong with that request? So for many of us, our database is not loaded. So there is nothing. You cannot hear the voice of God in a vacuum. Many of us think the voice of God is, oh no, I want to hear the voice of God. This is me. Don't marry him. This is... No. Go and read the Bible. Read the Bible. Tight. The Holy Spirit, he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. He will take that pattern, he will rework it, then lay it over your own, what you are trying to do, and you yourself, with your natural eyes, will see the difference, and then caution yourself. That's how we hear the voice of God. See, I've said it now. Those who usually ask me those questions, for example, who want to know, I hope it's on tape anyway, so they can buy it and listen to it. That's how it is done. There's nothing spooky about it. So the reason you don't hear the voice of God is that your database is too low. The level of the word is too low. The lower the word level in your database, the further the voice is. So even if you hear, it's always like an echo. Hello, ho, 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 ho. Or you hear this screeching sound. So there's interference. It's not robust enough to withstand the turbulence of the devil. So when that interpretation is coming, your mind is interfering with it, your body is interfering with it. So the signals become very low. I say, hello, 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 hello. Is it me you are looking for? That's the only that let us pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to just pray this morning. I say, Father, help me. I don't know about that prayer. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me to start right. Start fresh. Start right. Start fresh. This is your year. Help me start right. This is your year. Help me start well. This is your year. This is your decade. Help me start right. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Father, we are determined and we say no more excuses. We are determined and we are taking stock. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. You will enable us. You will energize us. You will skill us up. You will empower us, Father. We will be the best we can possibly be, Father, in the name of Jesus. We will be armed with your spirit, armed with your word. Father, we will execute your word, Father, with right judgment. Father, at the end of the day, we will have cause to give you all the glory because of your hand upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we will grow and become the trees of righteousness, Father. We give you all the glory. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the family say,
amen.
I can hear that. Amen. And the family say,
amen.
Praise the Lord. You may be